7-Eleven has more drinks than times you've been caught singing in your car and random lyrics stored in your brain combined. Choose from flavor-filled Slurpee and Big Gulp drinks, crisp coconut water, energizing cold brew and hot coffee, fresh organic cold-pressed juices, invigorating energy drinks, cooling Pure Leaf iced tea, refreshing Arrowhead 100% natural still and sparkling mountain spring water, plus many more, only at participating 7-Eleven stores.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Janice. Let's take a closer look into the telco sector. How have some of the leading telco players in ASEAN performed thus far in the first half of this year?
Well, we are still in the middle of the second quarter 16 results season. From the few companies that we have that have announced results thus far, the first half 2016 has generally been within expectations. There were a few companies that fell below expectations from an earnings point of view. But I think that is reflective of the competition that is intensifying at the moment. Generally, we are seeing ARPUs declining. Not that consumers are spending less, but because of the dilutive impact of multiple SIMs. For example, data-only plans are priced at a fraction of normal plans, while bundled offerings are priced at incremental rates. All these can distort the ARPU trend on a per-service basis. As a result, the average revenue per user may not be reflective of average consumer spending.
We're also expecting spectrum reallocations within the ASEAN markets. Looking first into Singapore, a smaller portion has been reserved for the incumbent players, including Singtel and StarHub. How do you think they will react?
Well, the smaller spectrum allocation in the coveted 900 MHz band for the incumbents will likely raise CAPEX investments, as telcos will need to construct new sites to ensure service quality is not compromised. In addition, IDA's latest spectrum allocation framework will facilitate a more conducive environment of the new entrant in Singapore.
A lower reserve price has also been set aside for potential new players in Singapore. Do you think there's space for new entrants in the Singapore market for them to compete effectively?
Well, Singapore's mobile market is saturated, with mobile and wireless broadband penetration rates at about 150% and 195% respectively, while incumbents have grown at very low single-digit rates. Certainly limited potential from a new entrant to grow its market share compared to other emerging markets, not to mention the significant capital investments costs required to build out infrastructure. However, there is certainly room for product innovation, and to a certain extent, the open access of the national broadband network can facilitate some multi-service bundling with fixed broadband, IPTV and wireless services.
Shifting from Singapore to Malaysia, the spectrum reallocation is also expected to benefit some incumbents, including Digi and U-Mobile, as both players gain from a larger allocation of the highly priced 900 MHz spectrum. How does this change the competitive landscape of the industry? Do you think that with an already intense competition, will players undercut the price?
Smaller operators that benefited from larger allocations are likely to capitalize on this to offer bigger data bundles at very incremental price points. The 900 MHz is more cost efficient for 4G deployment because of its wider coverage and better penetration within buildings, which will enable them to challenge the market leaders, Telkom and Maxis, whose allocation for 900 MHz and 1800 MHz have been reduced.
We're also expecting the debut of a new player called Weeby. What do we know so far of their plans?
Well, the newly launched mobile service by Telekom Malaysia, I think the current plans are unlimited data, providing unlimited data, SMS and voice plans, will certainly hurt competition and drive adoption of portable play services for the incumbent. Telekom Malaysia currently has a small portion of two blocks of the 5 MHz, of the 850 MHz spectrum, and is reliant on domestic arrangement with Celcom for 2G and 3G services. At some point, TM would need more spectrum if the company intends to go offensive in wireless services. However, I think for now, the idea is to position wireless service as a converged services alongside its fixed services rather than a standalone product.
Do we also have a timeline of when the fees are expected to be announced? How much do you think players need to pay to stay in this market?
So the fee for the spectrum has yet to be determined. Early on in February, MCMC did mention that there would be some announcement in August this year. Well, it is known that there will be an upfront fee and the remaining payments will be in phases. So the MCMC had earlier indicated that these payments will be made over the lifespan of the spectrum, which is 15 years, and this will allow operators to roll out services without passing through the cost to consumers.
Shifting our focus to the second half of the year, overall telco players in the region are expected to commit to higher capex in response to the spectrum reallocation. Do you think that telco sector is becoming a highly leveraged sector as a result?
Well, telecom operators are facing challenges of high capex and spectrum inadequacy thanks to the rising demand for data services. This is driven by the availability of low-cost smartphones and the rise of LTE services itself. LTE networks are more cost-efficient, enabling operators to offer bigger data bundles at cheaper costs than 3G. However, this is likely to put a strain on networks, resulting in the need for more spectrum and network capacity. We think that this would certainly weigh on cash flows and increase leverage levels. If net leverage is expected to stay above our negative guidelines, we are likely to take a negative action.
In your assessment, are telco players able to service their debts effectively despite a low interest rate environment?
Well, for these telco players, the major telco players' balance sheets remain strong and resilient. In Malaysia, Fitch affirmed Telekom Malaysia's long-term IDR at A- in March this year with stable outlook, which underpins its dominant market position in the fixed service market, as well as a moderate net leverage. There also has been more refinancing activities in the region, looking at the regional telcos, to lower US dollar debt exposure and to reduce vulnerability to forex fluctuations.
Many of the players also borrow heavily in US dollars. How exposed do you think the players are to fluctuations in the currency?
I think in terms of the telco operators in Malaysia, the exposure is limited because most of the capex that has been booked in are in ringgit terms, and the terms of capex, not much of capex is in US dollars. I think in terms of Telekom Malaysia, there is a small portion coming up from US dollar debt, but the maturity of those debt is pretty far away from now. So I think in terms of the exposure, is quite limited in Malaysia. But in looking at Indonesia and perhaps the Philippines, whereby the country has been facing depreciation in local currency against the US dollars and certainly has seen resulted in debt levels ballooning in its balance sheet. So these companies have sought to refinance US dollar borrowings with local currency borrowing. So we have seen that gaining pace over the past 18 months, and we've seen that a lot of the foreign currency loans have been refinanced with local currency borrowings.
Finally, in the second half of this year, what's your outlook and earnings visibility for this industry?
There are a few things to look out for in second half, and one of it is the spectrum overhang, as we mentioned earlier. Secondly, is on the capex recalibration as a result of the reduced frequencies by the incumbents. And thirdly, the intensifying competition primarily in offering larger data bundles at current price points. So the second half of this year, the earnings are likely to stay muted at best, but I think the impact will really be felt in 2017 and potentially 2018.
Thank you. That was Janice Chong, Director of Corporates at Fitch Ratings.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
7-Eleven has more drinks than times you've been caught singing in your car and random lyrics stored in your brain combined. Choose from Big Gulp flavors starting at 79 cents, like Fanta Orange, Minute Maid Fruit Punch, Powerade Mountain Berry Blast, Brisk Strawberry Melon Iced Tea, plus many more only at participating 7-Eleven stores. This summer, put on your favorite song and hit the road with a thirst-quenching Big Gulp drink starting at 79 cents today. Plus taxes where applicable.